stepped on. From there they shoved me right down the white line.
Asks her class, does anyone here know what a myth is? And one little boy, Johnny, raises his hand and he says, teacher, I know what a myth is. And she says, Johnny, really? You know what a myth is? What is a myth? And he says to her, a myth is something that's true on the inside but not on the outside. And in that one sentence, you get an insight.
Everybody's perplexed by the shit I do. I don't do nothing like nobody else. I got superhero status, cause I'm the master magus.
And I never heard help. Keep the tabs on the whales. Sensation newscast. Taking the task. That's easy. On the magnetic hand, so you gotta bear with that damn shit, because some special kind of entities are getting inside your head. But you let the wind go on that cassette tape. 6 minutes exact. Someone's like you city up there.
No, 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 I don't mean that. Central T, four dollar, and it sounds so fat that it makes me holler. I just can't bother.
ISIS showing the astronauts how she, the goddess, brought life to Earth and nurtured life on Earth so that the Martian remnant would survive. The other thing about the gods as they came down, they became underworld gods. And why? Because the atmosphere was more hostile to them. Being from Mars, if I'm correct, the Mars is much farther away from the sun than Earth is, so it is a bit dimmer and quite a bit colder. And so the Martian remnant arriving on Earth so much closer to the sun, the heat would be fierce, especially in a place like Egypt or the Middle East. And so they would have to seek shelter by going underground into darkness. And so this idea of thonic, you know, the word C-H-T-H, that's a cool word, C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C, thonic, how do you say it? Thonic, the thonic gods emerged. That's where the priesthood had to go down into subterranean vaults to be able to communicate with them, because they weren't able to come out to the surface for probably hundreds of years until some kind of interbreeding had occurred and some kind of hybrid Martian human could come out of the cave to become a demigod and be able to survive and thrive in the sunlight of Earth and the heat of Earth.
There's a lot of information coming out now, Robert, about this whole, I'm seeing more and more articles, I should say, about subterranean civilizations.
That's another part. This is a very important part.
Yes.
The cohabitation of the planet Earth by perhaps a reptilian biped that has vied with
mean,
mankind
perhaps?
For dominion
King.
On the Earth and has has successfully kept himself, itself, hidden from us. You know, I have this idea that a reptilian race could hide itself from us seems far-fetched to people.
No, it doesn't.
I have a vivarium over here, and I have 3 South Carolina Anoli lizards. And these guys change color so rapidly that sometimes I just can't see them. They'll be on a piece of bark, and I can't see them until I change my angle.
I'm able to
make them out. You know? And then in 30 seconds, they'll change from a dark brown or aluminum color, because I have some aluminum insulation. They'll turn bright green. My little friend's hopping around right there now, listening as I'm describing them. I'll send you a couple of pictures. They're really wonderful. And I keep, we keep 3 tanks. One is what I call the vivarium, and it has these 3 Anoli lizards, giant earthworms, beetles, crickets. And I fell in love with the crickets, so they used to get eaten up by the old gecko that I had before he passed away. So we had cricket songs in the house all the time, and then it would diminish as they were eaten away. So I decided to have a cricketarium. So I have a tank with crickets, and I have a tank with beetles. So
you gotta get mellow with the cricketarium!
We have the vivarium, the beetlearium, and the cricketarium. But it's wonderful. You see, the purpose of this for me is pursuing the idea of interspecies communication. And what I've found is that I can communicate with these different species. I communicate with the reptiles by sound and by touch. I approach them and I start to make contact very gently with my finger on their little hand. I can't call it a claw, it looks more like a hand. And I touch them, and then they get over their fear of touch. And then I start to communicate, and my communication is very simple. I'll touch him once, then I'll touch him twice, then 3 times, then 4 times, then 5 times. So I'm teaching them how to count. That's the basic
communication.
Then there's I have one of them who will climb up right on my hand and interact with me and is totally fearless. And there's one who's macho and he's like, oh, don't embarrass me in front of the girls, you know? puffs up his chin.
That lizard's an asshole.
Tough guy, don't mess with me. And then there's the crickets. And the crickets are admirable
pet note.
I'll tell you. They're very gentle, they're very caring, they help each other. And something that my girlfriend and I have seen several times is the death of a cricket. And when a cricket is dying, the other crickets gather around them and they become very nurturing, comforting. They almost seem like they sit around and pray. Again, projection of what it would look like, you know. We go to wakes, you know, for people who have passed away.
Right.
And then it seems that the crickets do this as well.
You gotta pray for the cricket.
You know, they learned that from the insectilian creators, and they just made the crickets to keep tabs on Earth. But you know, the whole slew of mantis beings doing the things, coming in a realm similar to dreams. I'm not joking about this, by the way. So they just might be keeping tabs through the crickets. So y'all, maybe Robert Morningstar's on to something. He is on to something, but I don't know why he's got to tiptoe around certain things. Talking about people living inside the earth is a speculation. Come on, where you at? Where you at? You know better than that. It ain't no speculation. You know that's where people been at, and they're controlling you.
Another interesting thing to see is a cricket coming out of the pupa stage, out of getting out of the shell, struggling out. They come out perfectly, beautifully white, just nothing, just, you know, albino. And when crickets see another one trying to birth, they come over and they start yanking on the shell and helping them get out.
Boy, I'd eat them.
Now it says today, tomorrow, the first Wednesday of 2018, whatever that means. So whatever Wednesday means, that's what you need to be Wednesday, dealing with the wind or something. I don't know. Hair metal tracker? They got metal trackers in this shit? You know what I'm talking about? This day pizza box. This day, they sandwich box, right?
Hey, you got some chicken wings,
remember
too?
Remember they said... Christian say the Domino's or the devil's Bible, right? And we know the Domino's came from the extraterrestrials and they communicate through numbers, right? Here again, you got the numbers. You got 1, 2, 3, and 1, 1, 2, and 1, and 1, 2, and 3. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whatever that is. But the plus, the thumb sign, thumbs up to the 10 on. And then you see like a little Bible. Then it says, we're listening. Like us on Facebook to let us know how we're doing.
Right?
They're listening. They're listening. Why? Because the ingredients that you put on into your body, for some reason, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it was that hair metal tracker. Maybe it was the the hair metal tracker that they're talking about, but it just said they just told you that they're listening. We're listening. Why? Because the MKUltra mind control programs has been turned on. This is a okay. Hey, it's on. It's on. You know what I'm saying? They turned the programs on. They're dealing with their doctrines, their Bible. Are you seeing this shit?
I'm seeing it. Lord, you kill your side.
Saying that we crazy and that we ain't got no sense. Meanwhile, here's your pizza, baby. Here's your pizza, honey. Here's your pizza, sweetie. Cause you're gonna taste real sweet and like honey when they eat your ass. Why do you feel that as a human being, your survival and your only means of energy is predicated on the death and demise and the destruction of another animal? As a human being, that gives you the right to eat an animal, right? So then what makes a difference if an alien come down and eat your ass?
They do it little by little, and they don't eat your ass. They eat your soul.
Slowed down the recording we made from the time vortex.
across the moon. Clouds of gas that are seen to migrate across the moon. Domes that appear for days and migrate across the moon. Domes that appear for days and that are not there anymore. So that's a TLP. They also have a very special jargon. When we're here, they're called TLPs. When the astronauts went to the moon, they're called moon pigeons. Okay? And I'm going to show you a couple of moon pigeons today.
We can't see them on the radio!
Here's where I want to go with this. I want to show you what Edgar Mitchell, was able to do. To take this panorama. And as I'm going from photo to photo to photo to photo, I found that Edgar had taken two pictures of the same rock. And the second picture was much closer to the rock than the first picture. First of all, there should not have been a second picture. And the fact that the rock was bigger meant to me that went click, went click, and then he went click. Okay? This is a sample. Disappeared. This is a sample. Oh, I get it. Here it is. The problem. So what is okay, here's this little thumbnail here. Okay? That was what he was supposed to do. And then the rock. These are the two rock pictures that he took. And as a result, what he captured in the second picture is this object.
Get me smoke! Robert the Morning Star asks, who is minding the moon? You know they done been minding the moon for long ass time. They got a subway system there too. It's very clean, I can say that. I don't talk about that which I do not know. You get me, space plane?
Thank you. I wonder if I dream the lessons. I was once an engineer. I would be most insulted in starting the technical manual from your vessel.
As I understand, we have 200 years of catching up.
Precisely.
They're available to any patient on the viewing screen.
And the client will show you how to
tie in.
Thank you, Captain. You're very cooperative.
Estimate him to be a product of selective.
There is that possibility, Captain. His age would be correct.
In 1993, a group of these young supermen did seize power simultaneously in over 40 nations.
Hardly super. They were aggressive,
very aggressive,
and a battle among themselves.
As the scientists overlooked one fact. Superior ability breeds superior ambition.
Interesting, true. They created a group. Alexander.
I've collected some names.
Made some counts.
There seems to have been the Chinese princess that was abducted
several thousand years ago by a 6-foot-tall gray rabbit and taken to the moon. So if you see her around, let us know. That's the gist of it. And the Apollo astronauts didn't giggle, they didn't laugh, they just said, Roger. Right? Now that's who Chang'e is, and the Chinese have named their spacecraft after this princess. All right, we've got some success here. This is a little patch of this area of wide devastation. This is shadow. Now this shadow is immense. You see this little patch here? Notice also.
We don't see nothing, Robert.
All these white spots. These are all columns. Columns of approximately the same altitude and the same diameter.
Wow. Folks should. Well, Robert D. Morningstar talking about who's mining the moon. I was gonna say folks should look at new pictures of the moon. I mean, the new ones, high quality and whatnot. There's straight up some serious formations of the geological type going on, Jackson. All kinds of crevices and entrances into the inner lunar terrain. But terrain is not the proper word. Lorraine, as in lunar. You get it? Yeah. What's because of that?
And there are hundreds of them.
Holy cow!
So let's go through this area. And then we'll see if we can get... All right. I had a video of a man named Carl Wolf, who was a U.S. Air Force sergeant.
That guy was top-notch, boy. I high-fived him at least. Well, every other time I saw him. High-fives all around!
Thank you.
practice leads to weekly practice.
Creations.
That's the ever-challenging question of spiritual hygiene and primates. It's daily practice that leads to weekly practice, that leads to weekly hindsight and weekly foresight, and that goes to monthly hindsight, monthly foresight, that leads to yearly, decades, so on and so forth, until such a time you've been on the path of being the self long enough that you know thyself, and you know there are deep, dark parts of yourself. You want to be the angelic you in the moment of your sadness, who's going to give you that point of view that maybe if you just walk away from everyone, you could restart everywhere brand new, but in reality, you're just avoiding it. Okay? Versus, oh, this is a galactic communication where the guys are wearing BG underwears. How do you know that's valid and true? You don't. There is the crossing into faith. When what our vision, external or internal, one must make the directionality in which sound, vision, spirit comes to us. That's known as the seven directions, north, south, east, west, above, below, and within. Each creates an equation of directionality. A within subject matter may have a within answers, but the questions are asked external because there are shards of you external of yourself. And then vice versa, your core might be external of you because you denied your core. A lot of people have been traumatized and abused. Their core isn't there. The spirit's just in from here to here inside their body.
Is that trauma from past lives as well, or just this one?
So I'm a first proponent is 99% of all past lives are misdiagnosed as this lifetime issue. We blame the past life for everything. No. If you stub your toe in first grade and, you know, 20 years later, you stub your toe again and break it, does the toe from first grade, you know, stubbing your toe in first grade, was that the original injury? No. When you broke it, was the original injury. Okay? So it's dealing with these lifetimes. These other themes may show repetition and repetition, but it is our own choice to let repetition go so far that it gets turned up like punk rock music you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I get you, Andrew.
You're in some other mood music, and oftentimes lives are like that. You're born into your punk rock band and you should be listening to Mozart, or you're a rapper from Chicago listening to Amish music. The themes don't match, and that creates grinding, and after a while grinding is what confuses past to future to present. So it's about this lifetime's traumas. If you really want to solve the discernment issue, just because you made a wrong choice 19 lifetimes ago doesn't...
I made a wrong choice thinking this CD wasn't going to skip. You hear that? Only on Space Plane.
Wow.
Doesn't mean a demon's going to get you this lifetime. You still have to accept it this lifetime. You still have to go through the unlearning of everything you know to give away your power to it. That can be done in, hey, one giveaway, though, because we don't have discernment. Too often, you have kids playing a video game who yell out loud, I'd give anything to win this game. And there's a little internal voice goes, really? I'm going to ask all the video gamers out there this esoteric question. Has it ever happened to you? Absolutely, it has. Dozens of times. How do you know it's an external or internal voice? The journey to internal and external voices is your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly discernment practice that has hindsight and foresight.
You just can't take it. You feel like could say you know the light streets you can't stand cause and people is all the same as he can sleep on up to the stars and dig on to the space lane. Don't my lane. You can't stand time because it brings you down, and it always does.
Resolution and how potentially an external source or your own external sources that are not inside your body manipulate your journey. Waking up on the wrong side of the bed, so on and so forth, clumsiness, you know, that's ignorance to other people's point of view. Oftentimes when our core body is external of ourselves, we become ignorant of everyone else.
And touching people on the air. CKUT 90.3 Space Plane Radio.
Thank you.
All right, Angel, thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, Angel, thank you!
Thank you.
All right. Robert, spin the wheel of callers. Patrick, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hi,
yes.
Patrick!
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Hardwick, Vermont.
Oh, that's right next door.
Hardwick, Vermont, welcome to the show. What questions did you have for me and David?
Okay, so I recently got some information from the Lionsgate, and I'm trying to start a new community. And actually, you're the perfect two people to talk to about this.
Lionsgate Films!
I've been on online communities for a long time, and I've seen how the quote-unquote lightworker groups and the healing groups go. You get them to a certain point, and then all of a sudden you get a lot of negative trolls that start jumping
that
in for whatever
me,
reason.
Asshole.
And I've studied a lot of your work with keeping different it's really intense talking to you. Sorry, hold on, give me a second to recalibrate. There are ways to set up certain rules ahead of time to make sure they don't come in, but I mean obviously like keeping track of narcissists and stuff is very important, but do you have any like tricks or tips that you might have about starting community like this? I want to kind of have it so that, like, we have teachers, but they kind of work out of their own Patreon, so, like, I don't have to manage their money, they don't have to manage my stuff.
Don't do it, sir. Whatever you do online, it is Satan's bidding. It is designed to destroy you, and more people that you lead to it, well, it'll just simply lead them down the path of soul death. That is essentially all internet pursuits. And I mean no exceptions, fools! But you're doing okay with the radio!
Until 2 a.m.
Space plane!
Hachi. Chachi.
Goes out to the king. They know why, they know the reason why. I think
all that
one to
know
one.
Okay.
Second take, next level.
We're gonna kick some South Punk dance. Gonna shock the devil. Gonna sit maybe my dominion on this earthly terrain. Ain't going so well. Am I losing my kingdom of pain?